Hello.
Hello, Ion. Excellent that you appeared on February 22nd.
Of course.
Hello, Ion.
Hey,
Bart's ready to jump in.
Oh, he's pandering, I see.
I'm enjoying listening to The Exchange. I'm enjoying my Bob audiobook right now. Interactive audiobook.
Good. Well, marvelous. So, tell us how tricks.
How many cells now do Carol and I have for 144,000 double helix strands?
Many.
Many, very good. Brian, I like that.
Hey, Ion.
This is Mr. Kigye here, Ion.
I'm not even supposed to be on the line, technically, but, you know, the situation changed, et cetera. And...
technically.
I didn't know I was coming back, and I didn't know I'd be able to trick you to get through the line, but hey.
What a funny one you are. Go ahead.
My whole shtick is trying to resurrect the dead for the common folk, like from the ground up.
Lazarus, come forth. It's easy.
If I would ever have, like, my little questionnaire with Ion, that would have been my thing, like, trying to understand the true nature of the chemical body and astral body and the non-physical finally manifesting.
Well, first of all, it's not all that. You're parsing things up that don't need to be parsed. That's why you're having separation anxiety for not being able to achieve it. You got to realize you came forth. And when you figure out that you came forth, then you are. And there, all of that is you. So you start parsing that off into the, I'm going to the id, and I've got the ego, and I've got the tit and tat and smick and smack and everything else you can make up what a rabbit can do to a stump. We can give you those if you need them. But the point is, it's one. And as you come into a driving position of calling forth life, you have to realize there is no death. It's real easy if there's no death. Lazarus is not dead as you propose. Lazarus is but sleep. Dun, dun, dun.
If I were to keep it as one, I guess I would just stick to chemical expressions.
So, a needle pulling thread. Can you give us the good calculation? You're talking about chemical. Come on, can you do it?
Well, I've heard...
Birds.
Yeah, I've been here. It's probably hearsay.
Everybody knows that the bird is a word.
From what I heard, the eyes were the last part of the body to be ascended.
It's the last thing you notice, but yeah.
In the chemical body, there is something called opsin, and that helps with the reception of light. And I'm saying that there's probably a process that the way that opsin degenerates in the body leads to aging and death.
It's controlled by the hypothalamus. It doesn't need reworking. It's a thermocoupling. It either on or off. It's either applied or in decline. It balances your heat index and all your the physical parts of your adrenaline, adrenals, and all those things. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the thing you're describing is but a function. Okay, your commode flushes. And you're describing the handle as the flusher. No, the water is what does the flushing. So this process you're talking about would be the handle of your commode.
The handle?
Yes. Remember the formula AO2SO4. Can you do it?
I'm a little stunned right now. I've heard also the language of salt and light. And I'm thinking of crystalline structure and electromagnetism.
Good, then that will take you straight to Ezekiel, wouldn't it? Let's start off with getting rid of the degrees of separation, the who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Okay, so there is no separation. It is a totality.
Good.
So let's say my totality was apparently voided. Let's say atomic bomb dropped on me, and I was vaporized.
Yeah.
At least the expression of that, right? My chemical body was all vaporized. My bones are gone. My DNA cannot be traced. There's a big Geiger counter on the ground zero where I was. Nobody can find my bones.
You said it right. You said it right. We can't find it. Doesn't mean it is not. You may not be able to notice it. Okay.
That's what I mean. I want to be able to find it.
You don't have to find it. It already is. Just because you misplaced it doesn't mean something's obfuscated.
Or rather, elicit it is what I really mean. To elicit it to be back.
Well,
into the prior form or the prior expression.
That's what you're doing right now. You're constantly sloughing off cells and creating new today. That's what your bread of life is all about. It's bringing you back to your place of Godship. Just because there's something left of you doesn't mean your house is full of crap. It's mostly you, the dead parts. And you want to reanimate the dead parts that is you? You slough off things all day, every day. You're constantly making reparations to yourself. So if you were completely wiped off this face of this earth, you'd still continue doing the thing you do already. What makes you reproduce cells in your body and your skin fall off and your dermis recreate itself now anyway? Oh, it must be your good diet. That must be it.
How would you ever heard the expression twin flame?
How about dropping the degrees of separation and you'll do better?
But what I mean, how would I do that for someone else?
You don't. We used to say fuck them if they can't take a choke, and now we say choke them if they can't take a fuck. It's much better that way. You figure it out for you, and then the world will catch up. Go into Ezekiel. Play in Ezekiel. That'll help you with all that blah, blah, blah that you're trying to figure out. And if you can stand it, talk to Bob a little bit.
Ion, can you speak a bit on Exodus 8:22? You had mentioned this briefly before when Bob was asking about he and Carolyn and JW being watched over safe, and you had mentioned that they were within the hedges of Goshen or the land of Goshen.
Is a hedge of protection around Goshen, yes.
Is this the case with those who are engaging here?
The obvious answer would be yes, certainly. But here's the problem. There were a lot of people trying to get to Goshen who were not allowed. There were a lot of people that were in Goshen and had to leave. So just because the answer to the question is yes, you are in that particular state, doesn't mean that you are beyond the boundaries of the protection of the hedge.
That condition can change.
You can change that position, certainly. Stay out of the communion wine and you'll be all right.
And by that you mean?
Don't get drunk on your own liquor. Don't get cocky. And then you'll notice that you are in that predicament, and you won't have to wonder. Or is that wonder? Maybe it's wonder. You grammarian, you.
I guess that's just bragging about the size of your penis, because you may come across someone who's got a bigger one. Is that different way?
No, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. You have a big club. That's not a problem. Here's the problem. When you run around telling everybody how big it is, here's all that you get out of it. Either they hate you because you have a big one, or at the very least, they want to see it. Either way, you're exposed.
That's different than your statement about the wine.
Yes, it is. This is about maintaining your conditional repose of being in a protected place. Some people don't want to be in a protected place. Some people like freeballing it. They don't mind. They don't notice this protection necessity. But others do. So that's your choice and pleasure.
One of the things I heard you say on a session was if you treated your mind like you treat your hair in the morning, perfection would be rot. And the question is, we brush our hair, we forget about it, walk away. What is the equivalent of what we would brush in our mind?
You're working your mind. You're trying to decide consistently if your plumbing's working or going to work. It's a constant process of noticing where you are in your mind, or they say you're out of your mind, or they say I had a half a mind not to come. The point is once you set your hair, you see the past tense image in the mirror, and you accept that, and you move on. When you move on, it stays that way. And some people always have perfect hair, and some people always have, what is it Christian's Gray always comes up with? He has the just fucked hair, no matter what. That's a moniker that you got to achieve. And once you do, then you come to a place very quickly to where your mind will respond the same way. Because you see what you think you are. You see what you think you are. So that's what your mind can be as well. And that's the whole point of lather, rinse, repeat.
Which group of men on earth have the smallest testicles?
Outside the province of Benin City in Nigeria, there is a pygmy clan called the Zurabi tribe. They have, by position, the smallest testicles, and any that are born that come forth that are larger than the size of a very small marble, they are destroyed from this planet, from their tribe.
Now, the reason why I ask this question is because there are different reasons why a man's testicle can be small. It can be environmental, dietary, genetic.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
What I'm really getting at is sperm competition. I'm looking for a group of men who do not have to engage in sperm competition, meaning the whole reason why they have small testicles is because it wasn't necessary. To give you an example, in the animal kingdom, the difference between a gorilla and a chimpanzee. The reason why a gorilla's testicles are smaller is because it's not necessary for them to compete.
Even the sperm count of krill, the thing the whales eat. They have to reproduce by the hundreds of billions just to make enough food to go down the whale's growth hole. So you can take from whatever flora, fauna position of what you call infected or affected RNA, but that sample, okay, that half or the fertilizing part of a pistil and stamen relationship doing a binomial nomenclature approach, what you're going to find is that it's not who has the most pollen, it's who's closest to the vine that gets fertilized.
Well, what I really want to get at is the lack of promiscuity. It's called menandry. It's a specific term for female monogamy. It's something that's very rare. So therefore, what is the group of menandry that is highest on this planet?
There's Eskimos out of Ketchikan, Alaska. There's a small Hopi tribe. They pick one man and stay with him till they die, and they don't take another man.
I must go there.
I know I paralleled world since I was a little girl, but how do I teleport my whole body to different places without taking a plane or anything? What do I have to do to get my body in shape?
Relax the body. Like when you find yourself in a floating stance, you're actually doing it there. You just won't let go. You're holding on so tight and you won't let go. That's when you like take your slumber and you get up and you've kind of been chopping wood all night long. It's because you've been fighting. If you let it go, then you can sleep 5 minutes and you're rested and ready to go. Let it go. Let it go. You're all pent up and bound up that you're going to do it right or this, that, and the other. You can do symbols and patterns and find portals and go through everything, all those things you can do. But just relax. It'll flow because you already do it. You just want to let yourself go with it. You're already doing it. That's why you want to do it more. It's because you won't let yourself see or note that you are. That's all.
And the things that are going on in the world, how can you protect yourself from bullets and the energy from HARP and different things?
Embrace them. Chase the bullets. You ever chase the bullet? Chase the bullet. You won't catch it. Chase it. That make it be a big thing. I'm just furious that all these people get murdered every day and they won't murder me. Well, then guess what? They can't even find you. As a marvelous human creator coming into your place of power, we find it intriguing that you're now in an abject position of trying to have a protection. Is there something that's going on that you would want to be protected from? You create all these problems, and then you're trying to protect yourself from them. Then we find it astounding. You created it. If you didn't want to screw with it, you shouldn't have created it.
Okay.
Get the hearts. Tell them to run them down your throat hole. Get all the energies. Get all the radiation. Get all the H-197. Get all that together.
That's no problem. But what about for everybody, Obamacare, and then they're going to send armed IRS in your house, and I don't really like that, and I don't even want to sign up for it. So how do you avoid that without getting penalties and harassed?
You'll find that it's only $100 a year if you do get taxed, and that's if you file. And most folks that are going to fall into that qualifying position won't be subject to it anyway. It'll pass just as quickly as it came. Anytime you try to legislate morality, they've been trying to do it since the beginning of your knowing, and they haven't done it yet. I mean, we find Obamacare kind of amazingly ridiculous in the first place because you're not able to handle and control your own well-being. We're going to force you to have someone else look after your well-being and do it from the lowest possible bidder.
Yeah, because I don't want to be bothered with that at all.
Then don't. Smoke them. Smoke all of them.
so don't sign up for anything and you won't get penalized for anything?
Correct.
No, get your angels and smoke them. Get your angels working for you, Renee.
They do work for me. I have pretty good protection, but I'm trying to maybe cover all bases.
Yeah. And therefore, we must be complete.
Bob, I got to tell you, I was so frustrated when I was listening. I think it was Smelting Titanium 51, where Ion was—he was getting into Genesis. He started going into the Genesis, and he was laying out it was parallel worlds. And then he just didn't get very long into it. And I'll even quote your words. Your words was, "This is irritating," or "This is painful," and "I don't like it," and "I don't want to do it." And you just said it now. You're not interested in the angel stuff or the Bible stuff.
I don't go, man, I got a big question about that seedlings. Your questions are not my questions. I was just saying that I don't have those questions. I might have other questions, but don't categorize me as not interested. That's back in 2010, before Revelations. I have no clue what can come out of the Bible, and that's like, you know, April, May 2010, and he started going to his Bible talk, and I wasn't interested in that because I thought it would just be normal, stupid Bible talk. I remember stopping that and getting into what I thought I was interested in. I wouldn't do that now.
You got the dust, Bob, that come out of the Bible. You got the RNA drops. You got all this other stuff that's all coming out of the Bible.
And the only reason we know that, from my view, is that Ed Long refused to interview idiots anymore. Remember we were doing that special sequence in May, June, July with Ed?
The intelligence.
Yeah. And after 12 people, he says, "This is idiotic. Let's do the Book of Revelations." Ian had been trying to get me to do the Book of Revelations. It had come up, but I wasn't interested. But because we wanted to be on his forum, we knew he'd record it and get attention. I said, "Yeah, do the Book of Revelations," expecting nothing.
The shocking thing is
that look where it led.
Okay, so here's the point. These are your words you just spoke. Ion tried to get you into or do Revelations, and I'm about 100% positive it was Ion that wanted and pushed you to do at least start Genesis series, right?
The Genesis was after Revelations.
My point is that Ion is attempting to get you interested or to at least engage the Bible and books in the Bible. So my question to you is, Bob, if you got Ion, and if Ion is fucking half the deal that you say he is, the non-physical or the greatest mediumship, however you want to say it, if this is the real deal and he's trying to get you to engage something, I mean, to me, I'd be like, okay, I want to see where this is going to go.
We're talking March. I was not really impressed with Ion until April 6, 2010, when he explained to us how to make cold fusion. Up to that point, it was a constant frustration of mind games with this thing that shifted around. I was impressed with the way it could talk for hours, but I certainly had no clue and was not impressed with any fucking thing that it brought up. I wanted him to deal with more important topics like fitting his wake and what is relevant, not some stupid fucking Bible.
Ion comes back right now, right?
He is back, Brian. Welcome back, Ion. Right in time for Brian. Fine.
Hey, you bunch of scallywags. Now what?
If Ion wanted to finish the Genesis, would you do it?
Oh, yeah, I would do it now. In March 2010, I'm listening to the archives. Even Carolyn was pissed off at Ion. We're not getting anywhere. And Ion finally fucking gave us the cold fusion. He had to because he was on the edge of being fired. Right, Ion?
We've been thrown out of lots of nicer places than this.
No.
Hold on. Just a moment. We were summoned. I think there was a little question regarding...
I engaged you on cash flow, and we got into the third Jesus, the Virgin Mary. What was laid out was the Virgin Mary conceived from an angel. And I said, you mean she had sex with an angel? Now, I guess we have to define what sex is, but supposedly the Virgin Mary had sex with an angel.
You got and an angel, Lucky. That's what she got.
It came out that the third Jesus was half angel or had angel blood in him, so he was classified as a Nephilim.
That's correct.
After that, you were in his sister, and you got to talk about third Jesus, and you specifically said he was 100% human. And you talked about before and after the resurrection, but it was all 100% human. Is that true? And if that is true, then what was the process of Jesus going from Nephilim to 100% human?
Well, that's a piece of cake. It's yet another example of the fall, of coming back to your place as God. You are God. You are perfect. You are human, okay? Perfect. You chose to fall. You separated yourself from your place of power. Jesus in the reparation is supposed to come back with the marriage supper of the Lamb. Bless those lampstands. Bless those lampstands. You'll just love them. You'll figure it out soon enough. Then what happens is that reparation becomes the way back, an example, the cross on how to make the chromosome line back up, as it were. So now you have three examples of this very process, separating yourself, coming back to your place of God. And then that even works the angel out of you. The little man would say, an angel is greater than I. God sees angel as less. So this is that very process of even in an aberrated state or not clean, miscegenated position, you can still come back to your place as God.
We talked about a person being half human, half angel was an abomination before God. Yes. And it's what the flood was about. But I remember in the Bible, they talk about God come down and he said, look, you straighten your fucking shit out, and I'm going to give you some time, quote, time to straighten your shit out. And if you don't do it, I'm going to smote all your sons of bitches. So if an individual was part angel, part human, and let's say they took the RNA drops, what you're saying is it would straighten out their DNA to where they would become perfect.
They would have the opportunity to come back to God. But now you have to be careful. You remember Revelation 23, do you not? The dark soul. Don't play the fool. There's much afoot. Everybody's talking about Goshen, but nobody wants to talk about Exodus 20. Nobody wants to come back to the reason that you asked for the law in the first place. How very ridiculous. That's a sidebar. What you're watching for is this expiration, expiration, or liturgical positioning, jockeying, as it were, for the race back to God. Those that are engaging it have no fear. Those that are figuring it out or trying to figure it out, they watch as angels weep. As angels come closer to this place of humans coming back to their place of power, you are a bit vulnerable sometimes, as it were, in their ongoing beseeching, sotted cluster to find the dark soul.
They, you mean Michael and his legion?
There's hosts of angels that are in this job.
To find the dark soul.
Yes. They would use a ridiculous little man to any way they chose to get closer to the dark soul.
You're saying that angels are actually utilizing a little man, fucking him up to get to the dark soul.
Yeah, people paying money checks to get fucked, too. Go figure that out.
And it's like the angels are an incomplete expression, and so they have a neurosis, like any incomplete little man. And their neurosis is to get contact with the dark soul.
That's what Revelation 23 explains pretty precipitously, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Duh.
but now you're starting to put it together, you see. The whole dog man, if you could take the dog out of the Bible, it would open up everything as it does. When we lay it out, you go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Then you come back to, oh, yeah. And then you find out that Goshen had a hedge, and the hedge is the protection, not Goshen.
Non-physical was created separately for fallen man. And the angels were created to be the medium to the non-physical. When you ascend, you bring the non-physical back into yourself. Merge it, don't even need it, and that would include the angel would come back into yourself. So we all have angel in us because that's an extension we created to make the guff work.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch. But see, except for the soul, the stenographer. See, the stenographer allows you the in and out. We can very easily say, yes, you're all angel, yes, you're all God, yes, you're all human, but your mind won't allow that. You always have to be coming from something. You engage, you create in time, because otherwise you could not be. Without time, you are not. So you had to create a false premise in order to survive. Otherwise, you're outside of your bounds. And if it's outside of your bounds, you're such a marvelous creator, even in your ridiculous state of less than this. And you spend all day, every day arguing for your ridiculous limitations when you can just embrace that which is your place of power and move forward with power and light, move on. But we're preaching to the choir, apparently, at this point.
Yeah. The soul is an important part of that setup.
Well, it's what allows you to live with yourself. Otherwise, you'd off yourself over and over and over and over and over again, because you would never live up to your expectations of perfection, because your mind won't recall.
We talk about the soul being, there.
Lauren recall, she was hot.
I don't know if she was.
You got any friends from Laura, Brian? Laura called you.
Lauren McCall, great actress.
Wendy has a study group to learn about how to talk to the angels, right?
Yeah.
Well, this seems to relate. Like, what would happen if we learned to talk to the angels and they're trying to get to the dark soul? And
well, do it. Stop studying it. That's what's wrong with it.
Class has been canceled.
Ian, I have a question. The RNA drops. I remember hearing a recording of you saying that one drop is all you need and that everything changed from that one drop. Can you explore that a little more? Does it mean that once you get activated, it starts the activation, and then all your cells start perfecting and creating the 144,000...
Double helix strands of the
double
DNA.
Double helix strands, right.
Okay, one drop will begin that process. One drop would expose you. One drop would allow your body to reprogram or have new RNA in your genome. And that would be the smear, when they do the smear of DNA that breaks down those particular acids that are specific and independent to you. Well, the introduction of RNA drops at whichever generation you began, because they're changing. See, even the drops are different, as you should well know by now. They are evolving like you. So one drop makes that introduction. It's systemic. One drop is systemic. It affects your entire meat sack. But it doesn't stop there. You would then, of course, crave more of those as you continue this ongoing process of removing or replacing the less than parts of you with the perfecting parts of you. That's like when you get started and you notice you have some little something in your body and all of a sudden it falls off or goes away. A lot of people have, even in with Renew, they find just amazing outcomes. And this isn't a telecommercial or whatever that is, but they find it because their body doesn't require those things, so they're easy to fall off. It helps and aids in that process, okay? So it doesn't do it. It just allows your body to void it. It eases your body's way to void the less than parts of you.
And that's why you crave it, because your body wants to void those less than parts.
This was good. This was good. This was good. This was good. I feel visceral in my body. Oh, there's a bit of tactility. Let's see what that feels like. Oh, lather, rinse, repeat, 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 lather, rinse, repeat. And the next thing you know, then you have to find things to make up to screw up the fix. You marvelous creator, you.
So begin the process. Keep it going 100%. Keep taking them.
Follow your bliss, obviously.
Follow the bliss.
But if you do it with any propensity, you're going to enjoy it, and you'll want more. And then you'll notice the shift and change as the generations increase.
Right.
As the generations increase, you'll notice it's more, some would say stronger. We say different, because you're also now different. It's evolving.
I have a question about yeast for Passover.
I don't like it.
Because you're supposed to not have yeast in the home or house during Passover?
Dr. Dean says a little different way. She balances that flora and fauna business. She would say blessed magnesium chloride hexahydrate.
Yes. Okay, I'll take it.
Yes.
And what about boron?
Describe your application and we can adjust it. Because we're not going to say boron is good. We're not going to say boron is bad. Boron is fine.
And boron is in Relight, Sarah.
Okay, that's why you said, no, don't worry about the estrogen stuff.
Ta-da.
I'm looking, because I really would like to get this thyroid hormone stuff under control. And I would like to do it in a symbolic, ritualistic way and use Passover as...
Jack yourself up with thin thyroid. That'll work.
Right. Okay. Wait, do what? I just go, yeah, I unsaid it. I'm sure I agree. No, I jack up my thyroid.
With thin thyroid. Yeah, the imitation stuff. Screw your thyroid up. Make it work.
As in, like, beating yourself with a baseball bat.
There's always relief when you stop.
Even more so. Yes.
Think about what you're saying.
You asked us to ask new questions or ask the questions all over again. I hope you give new answers. That's joke 15. We got that 4 years ago.
Joke.
To engage in synthyroid, we would never say to engage synthetic thyroid. Ever. But we just told her to. So, if you're going to run the script,
you
better keep
on. I have a sense of humor, though. Yeah. Oh.
Of course, in Dr.
Okay, Ion,
because it's like, oh, no.
I missed the first part, but I do not know what it is. But, yes, if you would never say it, I would know that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's a new answer, a new way of answering. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But it's probably a cheeky, facetious answer because the reason why Relight was made and works is so that it'll support the thyroid with the 6 minerals so people don't have to use drugs.
Yes, but she said she wanted to do a symbolic.
I want to do a ritual of acknowledgement that I have.
It's a ritual, Sarah. You do not want to make a ritual out of it, Sarah.
Okay.
That's silly.
Explain to me why I wouldn't want to. I like the idea of drawing some
traditions of thyroid to work. Take that which doesn't work, engage it, and then you'll know why the other does. Beautiful. You just need a bias. You're creating a bias.
Sarah has already spent most of her life experimenting with drugs that never worked, so why would she want to engage again?
Because she just said she wanted a ceremonial ritual way out of her mess.
Yeah, so I guess that's up to me. If I want to go back on stage for the last performance with my Judy Garland, I suppose I can.
Now, the good news is, yes, Dr. Ding is on point. But, yes, there's no issue. See, you're still trying to fix something. And we say there's nothing broken. You're still trying to undo something that's just gone horribly wrong, and there's nothing wrong other than your construct of what you think is. And you're fighting the world trying to get you back to where you think you were. You are fighting trying to get you where you think you were, but you were not. And yet you can't quite get there because that's not where you were in the first place. So balancing yourself in your body will allow your thyroid to balance. That's the fun thing with the thyroid anyway. It's cheeky. It'll tell on you. It gets hypo and hyper. It'll run you and you'll paint your kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning 27,217 times. And you're just going manic, going, my God, how could I have ever chosen such a vain grade of a crew? And to find out that there are indeed 9,011 shades of off-white. So you run that. You drive that. Okay? Not a problem. And we don't see that as a problem. Okay? Michelangelo had great problem shade work. Worked out okay for him, but still it was a bit manic.
I feel like it. I want to feel like it's okay to be manic as long as I'm not hurting myself. In the way
tell us the process of hurting yourself.
That's what I was going to say. In a way, I don't want to.
Is that
like,
possible?
Because other people tell me it happened.
Oh,
you were manic, and that's what I think. I know it is ridiculous, right? That's why I feel like I have an intellectual understanding of it, and then a biological. Compelling towards the wrong ideas or something, or like an ingrained instinct toward the wrong idea, even though I really understand it. And is that the difference between the me and me, maybe?
So you're arguing for the limitation of knowing you're right but won't accept the idea that you could have been wrong?
I'm arguing for it, and I'm asking for validation. Yeah, no, I get your
point. Oh, wow, there you go. That's good, that's good. Now, see, that's fun interplay. But now do the math. Do the math. You have this together. What you're asking for is you're trying to have some type of balance. Or, now, I say balance or on purpose because we would say you need to put some crap in the agar to make sure something grows out, to see if it's going to be icky or not. So what you're trying to do is make an amending position before it goes terribly wrong, basically. You don't want to cut something off just because you can. And you can grow it back, but you don't have to. You won't separate yourself from it to find out if you can or not. So you have the ability and capacity to continue your perfection. You're just not willing to play the game, as it were, sincerely enough to achieve it.
Am I really not willing to sincerely play it? I feel like I'm trying.
It's up to you, sugar love.
Okay, no, I feel like I can be willing to do the game, and I feel like I...
Okay. Okay, then we've sort of mentioned the process that you'd go through to work with that, right. But we can't tell you those things because Bob says that's glib and trite, and we've done it all before.
I know, heresy. Okay.
Heresy,
okay.
Yeah. Call in the priest and the elders. This guy has a symbol of Sanhedrin and get this over with.
Sarah's very trivial and silly and insincere.
No, it's good.
Crap.
We say we have to find it. You can convince Dr. Dean that can fit thyroid. It'd be great.
Yeah, I think Dion and Sarah were being very manic.
I mean, he's this guy here. I am a little manic. I'll admit that.
Okay, we got Ion in New York City. 917 in New York City.
When you're saying you won't have to be a little manic.
This is Ronan.
Hey, Ronan.
I got that on the angels, and I guess the other thing I think about is the first time you came in, you talked to Bart, and he said Bart was pandering. And I guess Bart, he forwarded this idea of rearview mirror. I'm really interested to know your idea on this study of all the Bob materials. I mean, is it rearview mirror or are those critical to ascension? Do we need to study all those to get ascension or is it rearview mirror?
My stars, no. We say get rid of the rearview mirror and rip it out of your car. That lets you look forward to see where you were. But if you don't know where you're going, you certainly won't know, recognize where you were. If you don't know where you're going, you certainly will not recognize where you were. So to qualify this, to say this is all this Bob stuff is rearview mirror, you ridiculous little human. You have no idea what those words are and what they mean. You cannot say any of that. Would be like Marshall McLuhan. He was, wasn't he a movie star? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was at Annie Hall. Yeah, that was his claim to fame. That the William Irwin's Irwin Thompson quadrant was made, and that's old school. That really doesn't apply anymore. Until you know that, you don't have any way to know that. So to say that is rear view mirror is taking you to a place you've never been before. We would say, in that case, if that's the question, you should turn your car around and back up, and you'll have a better chance of recognizing where you were.
Hey, Ronan, you made the comment that you got the angel thing. What do you mean by that?
He basically said, don't study it, just do it.
What's the difference between, let's say, studying something and being, let's say, an initiate or going through some sort of initiation or what? Supposedly Jesus did, went through these initiate schools or something. That's directed to you, Ion.
What kind of thing was Jesus initiated in when he went to the pyramids? Third Jesus, was he given manna? Give us a little content there, Ion.
You have to secretly or openly, privately, safely hide things in the future from your past. You have to create and link all of Babylon back to the Druids, forward to the perfect one's coming. We are not bound by your time, so it's very logical for us to flow. It looks kind of jumping back and forth, up and under, and everything a rabbit does to a stump.
when we try to lay it into your ridiculous timeline position. So therefore, the point of bringing the Egypt side is so that you can reach the far side, the Samaritan Hebrewoid version of Babylon.
That's the beginning.
That's the beginning, yes, of nothingness. Because to say that there's a beginning means that there has to have been an end. Oh, Carolyn's going to have to explain past through perfect tense again if we keep going.
What techniques were taught to Jesus, if any, in the Egyptian phase of his education?
Oh, how the symbolism, how the cartography allows you to respond sometimes more easily than your vulgar words.
In parallel worlding, in riff writing.
In riff writing, symbols, and or strata. And I say strata, that means where it fits. Strata as in where it fits. Remember we went through the whole big range of the layers of the atmosphere, the troposphere, stratosphere, and all those different things. They just a huge thing of that. And everybody scratched their head or their ass because something was itching. They weren't sure what. But it was for a reason to set strata. So as you were flying, you'd know how high you potentially were or are or was. Were or are or was. And now, would you need a rearview mirror to gauge that? We hope not. We hope not, but it's possible. To rearview mirror doesn't work if you've never been down the road. Sorry, now it's bring it full circle.
You gauge Bob stopped once so you can claim you were down the road.
Yeah, and then to say, must I? The answer is absolutely no, because it'd be a waste of your time anyway, because you probably won't anyhow. But you can't do it from a rear view mirror standpoint of a road you've never been down.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll fix you a little Quoker suppository. You'll enjoy that, too. Anime has taken over.
What was that?
Anime must have taken over.
What does the you and you refer to when you talk about the distance between you and you?
The distance is between the perfect you, the ascended you, the God you, and the separated man, the little man that says, I'm so much God I can separate from my Godship, not remember, and find myself back to God. So the distance between perfect you and the distance between, woe is me, it's not my job to drive the trainer, make the whistle sound. It's not my job to steer the trainer, tell where it is bound. It's not my job to stoke the coal or even ring the bell, to let this goddamn thing jump the tracks and see which one of us catches hail. That's the distance between you and you.
Ion, I was telling them earlier, the distance between you and you is between you and your other self. There's two of you in this world.
That's exactly what we said in Diades. You have the separation between you and you, but it's one by means of two. So the you, the perfect you, is a less than and a perfect you, as we said, that you are so perfect that you have the ability to separate yourself from your place of power that creates another you. And the distance between you and you is just that.
So that's why when I meet my double, Karen will go with him because he's more perfect?
Of course. He's not whining and crying and moaning so much.
The difference between you and you, the perfect you and the little you, what would the perfect you look like, smell like, feel like? Is it just someone with 144,000 double helix strands, or is it more than that?
It's more than that. It's when you come into your place of power.
Right, and I think it's exactly the same, because it's the perfect you that allowed you to be little.
But what is that perfect you, Madeline? What abilities does that perfect you have?
Raising from the dead, affecting matter, affecting gravity, gravitational pulls, novas, supernovas, and moving entire galaxies within and out themselves. Come on.
So let's stop right there. The distance between you and you is little you, you know, running around here on Earth in your little worky job, and you're getting back to the you that fucking moves entire galaxies in the heavens. Is that what you're saying?
Do.
And there are two Mefec bodies?
There's actually more than that, but at least two.
It would be closer to the body of, let's say, Adam before he ate of the fruit of Tree of Knowledge?
Or Seth.
Yeah, let's not focus so much on Adam. Seth has got
a
back.
Seth is way more together.
Hey, Seth was way more together.
Yeah, Adam. He took all that bullshit. He didn't have to get all crossed up with that mess. He said, fuck y'all, I got this. Let's go. No question.
Well, let's talk about that. Then I heard a little snippet from last week, and I think, Brian, you were talking about Lilith. Zion, who is Lilith?
Lilith was Adam's first wife. Everybody knows that. Genesis 2 tells you that.
Is Lilith human?
No. Lilith was an angel.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Was Lilith formed from the dust like Adam was?
No.
Lilith was angelic. She wasn't physical in the sense that physical being formed from the dust.
That's correct. Acephalum. We did this already in Revelation, Brian.
we did? Hold on just a minute. Where in Revelations precisely did we do Lilith and lay her out as an angelic cephalum?
When we engaged the vile judgments. The vile judgments and the two whores and the lampstands. We're going back to the lampstands. We're going back to the lampstands. We've never left the lampstands. You've never gone one step past those damn lampstands. And the oil thereof refers to the perfect variegation or the marriage supper of the Lamb and the blood in Jesus, that reparation for the stand-in for you coming back to your place of power. We made the big conversation about the difference between Cain, Abel, and Seth, and how Seth didn't have to go through all that, and you were all tickled and amazed. You were rolling down the road, stone cold sleep in your
Obviously, I was, because I just didn't get that part out of Revelation. So in chapter 12, when we get to the woman, does that have anything to do with Lilith?
Yes, you can buy the cakes. They're available for you. What great fun. The better question would be, well, if that's where it ends and stops and we're done, why we got to go through all this other crap? And we go, exactly.
Ion, Uncle Bob, please remain. Ion, my friend.
Yes, darling.
You know that I keep in touch with you, right?
Yes, we know that we're trying to get you desperately to take your bodega back.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm leaving in March. Do you have anything to tell me? I go to Costa Rica. I want to take it all back.
We already did. You didn't do that yet, so you don't get any more to do that part.
I met somebody that likes you a lot, too.
Good. Everyone does sooner or later.
So you know how we're eternal?
We know. We're just trying to convince you.
I know it already, but I just want to know, like, with the meat sack body, does that go along for the ride, or can I switch other bodies? Like, if I want to be hotter in another, in my eternity, can I pick the bodies that I want?
Well, that's okay. That's okay. But see, you kind of do that already anyway. You paint it up, pin it up, run it up, zip it up, unzip it up, poke it up, puff it up, run it up, curve it up, run it down, run it out, run it over. Go aboard, about above, across, after, against, along, amid, above. You do all that to you already. So it most certainly is appropriate that that is the case. But now you'll resign yourself to fit in where you're in. You'll find the glow that is you. And when you find that and land into it, you'll go, ah. And then you'll find that won't be quite the contrast. And it just becomes something, what you call the sweet spot, where you know you got it.
Got it.
Ion, I thought that was the distance between you and you, was the glow.
That's wonderful, but what you going to do when you don't feel like a nut?
Well, that's rare for Madeline.
Oh, that, okay, fair enough. But see, that's sort of the point. That's the point. Yeah, it's got to work every single time without fail or exception. Uh-oh, here comes the glib part. If it doesn't work every single time without fail or exception, it may not work for you. So just because there's other things available, the reason we don't go through it is because it may not work for everybody. And sometimes we're very specific. We say, this only works for you. You see?
I get it.
Yay.
About time, Jermaine. It's about fucking time.
Right? Something in my head just clicked right now, and I was like, oh, I get it.
Does your friend have a question?
Hey, how are you? How are you guys?
He was being shy.
I came into my own recently because I was a professional basketball player, and I was engaged for 2 years. And all my happiness was to my fiance in basketball. When I got hurt, I lost basketball and I lost my fiance. So I had time to kind of like figure out my true self.
Did you find that it was a lie?
Yeah, I found out it was a big lie. I found out that
your true self was a big lie. That's good.
I found out it was a lie that a lot of my friends and people that play, they get trapped in how talented they are. But I understood that the people that I've met, the things that I've accomplished on playing basketball kind of put me to where I am now, where I have access to all these people with the stuff I'm doing on the business side. And it's so much easier to do. And it's like, I'm finally happy. I knew I had to go through all that shit that I went through to get to this feeling, because I wouldn't know what it felt like to be this happy if I wouldn't have struggled for all
that. Yeah, we're going to say how ridiculous to go through that is. But then we did say there's always relief when you start hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. So good if you want to do that. You don't have to. Now, let's get on to the good part. That's a platitude. All those words you just gave, that's a platitude. Woo-woo. That doesn't mean anything to us. Let's get down to some vicissitudes. Some vicissitudes. Okay. A platitude is God is love. A vicissitude is does God love me? Now it's a different conversation, you see, because you want to fit you, this wonderfulness that is you, and get you into something. Sometimes people get so hung up in the sweet by and by that they're no good for the dirty here and now. Because it's here and now is what we're talking about. So you have this little worky work thing that you like to do, and you're finding it to be pleasurable, blah, 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 blah. Now, as you apply or in your meat sack body, have you recovered from your disdain?
Yeah, I've recovered big time, and Jermaine has really helped me. It's like kind of like right when I was going through it, I met Jermaine, and like we clicked so fast. The things I was thinking, she kind of, like, brought into light with me. And, like, every time we're around each other, like, it seems like we stop time. We manifest things, and it happens right away. And it's just, like, a lot of, like...
You can also put a ball fringe on your slip, too.
What does that mean?
Ball fringe is an applique you put on the bottom of a foundational garment called a slip. You can do that, too.
We'll get it later.
Okay.
It's so much fun. You're going to get floppy frog syndrome if you're not careful, is what we're trying to say.
I guess my question is this. Are me and Jermaine the power couple that we think we're going to be?
If you have to ask that question, that's troublesome.
You see, that's Jack's separation from his other Jack. I didn't ask it.
Good. Romans 8:28.
Okay, I'm gonna remember that.
But it's a good answer. If you have to ask it, you haven't arrived. And you're thinking about, will you get there? And Ian's always saying, you already got there a long time ago.
Okay, that's all I had to hear. I get it. I understand it. Thank you. That's all I need to hear.
So I don't know what we're going to do right now. So Uncle Bob and Ian, we're about to go out right now. And Jack said, do you want to take some RNA before we go to the club?
Oh, yeah. Do it with Jaeger bombs. You will die.
We're going to do it.
We're definitely doing it.
Do the Jaeger bomb. It'll get you right.
Oh, we're doing it for sure. That's all I had to hear. We got
to make sure it's super cold, though. If it's not super, 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 super cold, you will be out. You all end well.
Thanks for taking us in, Uncle Bob.
Your shoes are great, by the way.
I know. I love them. You saw them?
They are amazing. They're amazing. How wonderful.
My dress, too, on them.
Damn, that'll get it right, girl.
Good to you. Yeah, I'm looking tonight. I said Romans 28. What did you say?
Romans 8:28.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Let's go do some good out there, y'all.
On the dance floor. Bye, Jermaine. Nice to meet you, Jack.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's Auntie Carolyn.
Oh, hi, Auntie Carolyn. I've heard a lot about you. Jermaine always speaks about you.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks.
Can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, who's that?
Steve in Moore Park. I've been on all the products for about a month. My body has all the same symptoms like Matthew had, to not get into it. It was getting better at first, and my symptoms started dramatizing. I'm just wondering if it's a reaction to the product or if I'm being messed with the non-physical.
No, it's simpler than that. You worked hard to get yourself into the place that you're in, and now you have something that instantly kind of takes that away as a shock to your system. Your system's not used to it. Pain and disdain have become your greatest friend. So therefore, it'll shake away, as you say, immediately it's better, but then you kind of climb back into it. It's like the old faith healers where you go in the wheelchair and then lay hands on you. You can get up and dance and just raise hell and have a big time. And then by the time you got back home, you're right back in your wheelchair. It's the same thing. Your body quickly wants to move you back to where you were because, you see, you put yourself in the position that you're in before you found the products. So the products will take you out of that state, but it won't overcome your power to put you back into that state. So as the feeling place, just like now Carolyn's going to have a cow over this one. If you thought she didn't like the other one, she's really not going to like this one. It's the same way that steroids trick your body into thinking that it's better. And what it does is it tricks your body to go pain-free or to the joint to move again or all these different things. And then once you can do that, then you can move on through it, and it doesn't hurt anymore. You trick your body into thinking that it's well until it can be better. That's not the way to do it, but that's what we're talking about here. Because then your body can respond in kind. And the feeling place that you enjoy better than the non-good feeling place where you have been allows you to ease into that new, better place. Otherwise, off the stuff, and it'll be over for you soon anyway, and it doesn't really matter after that. Have fun. We say it very clear. Let's be very clear. You need to get happy or get out. That's what you should do. It makes it so much easier because then all of a sudden the happy place, you go, wait a second, I'm in my body. I'm living my life. I'm going to be full. Then be that. No problem. If there's something that causes you travail, don't focus on that. Move on to the other side of it. Then what happens is you find little by little by little or very instantaneously all those symptomatic issues fade away. Then you're on the phone coming back saying, gracious, that was the silliest thing. What in the world was I thinking? Bingo, it's not a thinking man's game. Congratulations.
So should I adjust my product use?
Go to 30 drops, BID.
Twice a day.
Of which the RNA?
RNA, yeah. Everything's based on RNA. Everything else balances. Completements are just that. They complete it. Once you get your intake right, it'll balance. What we're saying is you can count 30 drops or you can kind of go half a teaspoon. Now you're not even counting that so much. Because this is what happens is your body goes, this is wonderful. And you get a different place because that's more than what you were doing before, yes?
It's a lot more, yes.
Good, good, good. Well, you said it helps you, but then you slid right back into it. So just like those that are in a weight loss diet, we say eat more. Eat more, eat more, eat more. And then after about a month, look at it, and then you can adjust. You know, if you're dancing all night long or starting a family or something great fun, then fine, continue. But if you need to, then you can adjust. But give it about a month to see what pleases you.
A month at 30 drops twice a day?
Yes.
And should I continue?
Oh, yes, of course. You'll want to, but now you're going to have old feelings. Your body's going to respond, and so go with that. If you feel like getting up and doing something, go do it. Don't argue for the limitation of why you shouldn't or didn't or don't or blah, 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 blah. You see?
Yes, I believe I do.
Good. So if you have the nerve to go to the whorehouse and get healed, go ahead.
Thank you, Ion.
You know, you're very welcome. Enjoy this thing called life. Enjoy it. You haven't even got a tenth of it out yet. Keep going. It'll be great fun. You'll see.
It's sweet. Not a non-physical problem that I'm dealing with.
It's a physical, not a non-physical.
Hey, Ion, this is Trey. Hey,
Jay, what do you say?
For people who have telekinetic abilities,
everyone does.
Which of our five bodies is activating or engaging these abilities?
Chip body. Come on, let's go.
Is the mind involved in any way?
Hell no, that's what slows you down. Not a thinking man.
Are we able to engage you in the astral plane?
Look here. Now, notice how he's asking the question. It's beautiful. How very wonderful. We were going to blow it off, but you've asked it actually in the correct way. Yes, you have more intimate contact with us in the astral plane than in any other realm. You do. You do. But now, be careful, because in that astral plane, the bliss that you bump into sometimes is overwhelming. Ask Brian.
Well, I'd like to know his definition of the astral plane.
I wouldn't really know the definition, but I believe I've had a astral projection experience.
Okay, well, let's clean it up. See, we got caught in Bob's trap of the wordy words. We assumed and calculated that by saying that you had interaction with non-physical in the astral plane that you knew actually what the fuck it was. So leave it to Brian to bring us right back home. It's so wonderful, that literal one. He is a card. Now, the astral plane is that part that's inside the body. It's inside the body that's outside the mind. It's inside the body but outside the mind. You are not bound to this realm or this plane. Okay? You are if you look to your mind. And everything outside of that is what you call within the astral. So your everyday living life would be without the astral.
You're okay. Saying the astral is inside the body?
Yes, certainly.
Explain further the astral being inside the body. Is it the lymphatic system or is it something else?
It's that ring within a ring between the distance. It's just before the vow of judgment. Oh.
Are you referring to the cell, the angel diagram, the fourth ring? Well, I didn't hear your answer.
The distance between the fourth and the fifth ring.
No,
2 weeks on that. Four.
We talked about the fourth ring and then the fifth ring, but this whole thing of a distance between the two rings, I don't recall getting into that.
Well, good. Then that's the new part. Then Bob wants new stuff. So that's the new part. That's the astral plane. It's the space between the fourth and the fifth ring.
Is there an astral plane between any of the other rings?
Only fourth and fifth. Because you remember how that's when it connects? Remember? You spent great energy on that, Brian.
Hi, Ion. Last show, a question was brought up that people who would be engaging in the RNA drops when it becomes the bread of living water.
Yeah, it already is. Uh-huh, yeah.
We were wondering if the new people would have to go through the RNA drops in preparation first, or they could start right on the next.
We're basing this on a statement you made a while ago that people required the RNA drops. If they had taken the bread of life 2 years ago, they would have died.
That's right. And what we're saying is make a mark.
Ian, was your response to Wendy's question that RNA drops is already the bread of living water?
Bread of living water. That was how we jokingly responded to it, as opposed to living water and bread of life. It's bread of living water.
That's what the RNA drops are. But I think what Wendy meant to ask was the bread of life and living water.
Yes, they're two separate things. But yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, living water is a derivative of action water. Bread of life is the actual shoe bread manna.
They think that you said it's available now.
And it certainly is. It's been available centuries ago in the land that your grandchildren knew.
The 6th and 7th book of Moses, would it add benefit to include
always, all the books of Moses Absolutely. But then you got to get Kings and Chronicles. Oh, Lord have mercy. We love the books of Moses. It's wonderful. We think your world would have been better if it just stopped in Leviticus. By God, stop all this gobbledygook mess. And here it is. This is it. Here's where the rubber meets the road. You do this, you get smoked. You don't do this, you live. Drive. You separate yourself from God, you're gone. Boom. Did you hear what we said? Gone. You wear clothes with two woven cloths, they throw rocks at you till you're dead. Good. Call it a day. Makes it so much easier without all this proffered indemnification. But yeah,
will you do another rewrite session with Ionette Sodar? Yes, I want to. Yes.
You want to? So talk to Bob. We always write, right? It's Bob. He's the canariest one.
Well, Bob, what's your answer?
This is not a board meeting, Wendy.
That's all it. They only have notes when Dr. Dean is bored.
This is research.
It's engaging. But now, here's the thing. You start this, and here, let me tell you how this is going to go. Everybody agrees, and Bob doesn't care. He'll fight you tooth and nail. He'll be the one that'll show up every single time. He'll be there, and then he'll vain, complain, and bitch. These ridiculous, inappropriate people come in here, and they won't ask any questions. They want the sun, moon, and the stars, but they don't even want to engage long enough to do the homework to ask the right questions to move non-physical into some new territory that was already not covered. Then it'll come back to, why didn't you get it all out of the first rewrite, and how in the world could you want it from the second? If you didn't get it out of the first, what makes you think you're going to get it out of the second? And that's what Bob was going to say. But he's also the one that will agree and say, okay, fine, let's go. But he'll show up. You all may not.
Is there something preferable to be doing more beneficial than a rewrite on the Revelation?
Well, this right here. Turn this into a rewrite right here. Just ask some good questions.
What are the angels made up of?
The best you would describe it would be a variation of argon. It's a derivative of argon.
Is that a noble gas?
It's a gas.
Yep. Ion, is anything outside the body?
Yes.
Argon. Ion, you said that the angels are neither physical or non-physical.
Correct.
And argon correct. Is the, something near argon is what we're describing there.
That's the closest. It's not a perfect answer, but it's close enough.
Would you say an angel and angelic is the same thing? Being an angel or being angelic, is it the same thing or...
No, angelic is a description of what an angel is, or someone acts as an angel, they would be acting angelic. Angelic is like an angel is an angel. That's like somebody, that's like saying, are you godly or are you God?
It seems everybody's trying to get at a definition or an explanation of what an angel is. So if you could get at what angelic is, you would get, I would think, closer to knowing what an angel is.
We've covered what an angel is, haven't we?
Well, it's a gas.
A shape-shifting gas.
It's a gas.
What a gas.
A shape-shifting gas that can get you pregnant.
Is this like an otherworldly gas? Like, what type of gas? Or can you explain further?
It's not an adequate explanation, but it was just close. It's actually a derivative of argon. Your normal atmosphere has just a trace of argon in it now, and that's so angels can easily flow in any realm of this world. There are realms where they are not.
Is there argon in the RNA drops?
No, it's in the air you breathe.
I heard you say recently RNA drops are from another dimension.
Another dimension, depending on where you are, but yeah, the dimension of RNA means that where you are is not, was not the dimension from which they came, so therefore they would be from a different dimension than you know, but not foreign to this strata.
Not foreign.
Not foreign to the strata you are.
They are the reality we're approaching.
In the land that your grandchildren knew.
Did Ezekiel create the formula for RNA?
You mean RNA drops?
Yes.
No, but he did lay out the color of the terrible crystal.
which set up the necessity or the vicissitude, which allowed the wheel to flow within the wheel, that set up the entire process to show you how to get out of your less than state.
You're talking technically there, and that's chapter 1, verse 22, Eliza, if you want to look that up in Ezekiel. When we replayed Ezekiel, who showed up at the rewrite, now isn't Ezekiel yes. alive, never transitioned? So that was the actual yes. meat sack Ezekiel that came into our rewrite session, correct?
Most certainly.
Where is he today?
West Palm. West Palm Beach.
Is he listening to us right now?
Yeah.
In which world in West Palm Beach yeah. is Ezekiel in?
It's Ezekiel 37.
Okay. Is he in my and our world here, this group's world, yeah. or is he, yeah, he's in this world. World one. Just named by Bob for the first time. I just named us for the first time. We're world one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything else is from your rear view mirror, right?
Yes.
Ion, there was some discussion earlier about Jesus and the instruction that he received to help him.
In the pyramids.
I guess to get him into his power. And part of that discussion was about, isn't it odd that there's no instruction now for us to recognize portals, to know how to go in and out of them?
That was a good question, Ion. I was saying that... Ion hasn't prescribed exercises and rituals and things that people used to do in monasteries and that. You basically say relax and allow. You have given a few little simple examples, but we do not have a manual to hand out to people, you know, with instructions. Is that to our advantage?
We've told you to come back into your power. And until you do, that's the first thing. I'd give you the rest of it, but it wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't help you.
What wouldn't? The manual. So, but
there is
say,
a manual. The manual number one, the first one is coming to your place of power. Okay. When you do that, then the rest of it flows. That's Brian.
Well, hold on, Ion. Let's get to the phrase, come back into your place of power. Are there aspects to your place of power? Meaning, are there more than one aspects to coming into your place of power, or is it one simple thing? I'm trying to get exactly what coming into your place of power is.
Then he said unto me, prophesy to the breath, prophecy mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I proselyte. Come into the breath that came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet in a vast multitude. Then he said to me, mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I'm going to open your grave and bring you up from your grave, O my people, and will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and bring them up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord.
Is that Ezekiel?
Yes.
And that would be your full explanation of coming back into your place of power?
Yes.
So that we as God are the ones that will bring those bones back up?
Well, of course. That's the reason we said, where's the manual? Here's the manual. This is what you're going to do. Does that scare you? Does that help you? Does that hurt you? You know, we got you to Ezekiel 37 long before they ever asked the question. We gave you the answer before you could ask the question. And you're wondering where the manual is? We are, but confused.
That's what I love about you, Ion. Always giving me the answer before I get to the question.
Of course. That's what they do at the House of Ill Repute, too, Brian.
That's just the rearview mirror look, Brian.
Yeah, the rearview mirror look.
Yeah. It didn't happen that way.
Is there anyone here on the call or participating in the show this evening that, like,
Bob and Carolyn have the 144,000 strands now in at least one cell?
Sure, they're not supposed. That's okay. Y'all been eating the shit out of them things. Are you kidding? Wow, this is getting into the very most famous, most important session, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. Way beyond rewrite.
What about the fracking with the sinkholes? Somebody turned on their water and the house exploded and they died. And I know they're doing perfect in a lot of areas, including mine.
Oh, wasn't that great? Good. It was good.
That was great. No, it was wonderful. It shows you how unnoted your terra firma is. You're all having a fit over the land, and the land is the simplest, easiest nothingness of all, you see. That has really nothing to do with it. It's all about you and your place of power. That's why an empty house will fall down, and someone who lives in their house will stand forever. The spirit holds in the house. It holds it together.
If there are others who have the 144,000 double helix strands, are they activated as well?
Some are, yes.
What do you mean by activate?
Activated, they know it. They know it. They're ascended and they know it. They're doing it.
And are some people ascended and not know it?
Sometimes, we'd say all of you are, but y'all won't believe us. We've told you and you still don't believe us. So
you're just a little old non-physical.
Yeah, we're just a little old non-physical. Don't have that.
We don't believe you.
Ion, can you give us what you were saying out of Ezekiel, where we can find that?
Chapter 37, starting at about verse 7. And if you want all of it, do 1 through 14.
The big ones are 14?
No, 37, 1 through 14, but we were doing right at about 7.
Cheryl, Dr. Carmen Bolter had a show about the pyramid code. Is her idea about the energy coming from the pyramids, is that close to the truth?
Yeah, there's energy coming from the pyramids, but there's also energy coming from your cat.
No.
I don't have a cat.
Yes, there's energy coming from everywhere. Now, do the pyramids have some codes in them? Yes, they do. But you don't have to have that to make this be. They took the capstones off of them so they couldn't be they're more of an antenna. Oh, Lord have mercy. You're going to have to get Brian back with his geometry. He does the best geometry on half of a dodecahedron. All those 12 sides divided in half and cut through the middle and sides and angles. Lord have mercy.
A dodecahedron or a rhombic?
Rhombic dodecahedron, but you can take both sides and have a full one. The up and the down, but a rhombic dodecahedron, that's right. And that's just wonderful and good, but you get just as much out of writing pencils as you do the pyramids.
Ion, she mentioned the stones that are on the inner part of the second layer in from the outside has magnesium in the dolomite, and that has something to do with generating energy.
It doesn't generate energy, but see that magnesium is what Dr. Dean's been telling you since itch. Even before you started scratching, she told you itch. It's an element. And that element, it's not about energy or energy flow. It's about balance. It would be more of a grounder. It grounds you. It has the ability to ground you. That's what they used it for, is a grounding aspect. Because you see, they built those pyramids as a focal point. It's to bring focus from the big base to a pinpoint top. Thus, the rhombic dodecahedron in geometry comes into the play of those angles. But yes, it does indeed have magnesium, and yes, and some, and it also, the dolomite is a little different. Some of the stacked pyramids do not have dolomite in them, but the regular smooth ones do. Anything from SETI, the first forward, does not have the dolomite in it.
Could you explain to me what a halo is or what it represents?
It is a concentrated argon ring.
Oh.
Which angels are, so that's how they have this representation of a halo.
Are you saying angels have the halos or human creators have the halos, but the halos are an angelic reference?
Yes.
Human creators have the halos. Now, throughout the Bible and like in Revelations, the elders and the crowns, do the crowns on their heads represent halos, or is that something completely different?
Completely different.
Hi, it's Jenny.
Yes, darling.
It says in the patent that the iCell allows nutrition to be more completely utilized in the human body.
Yes.
Can you describe the process that's occurring there? And also, what would the impact of that be on, let's say, this candida thing that we bump up against?
You know how you can take a simple basic grain, a basic ribose or a sugar, and process it just from some grass or something green, and you can process that and actually either create or isolate alcohol from it, and it changes, so it's a different type of complex sugar. Well, once you get to the super sugar, it allows the body to actually process nutrition completely, because it basically has nothing to do with the nutrition. It has to do with preparing the vessel. Now, I'm not talking about non-stick skillets. I'm talking about like an iron skillet that's well-seasoned. Things don't stick to it. It goes right through. Same thing with this. It allows your body to get all the good out of whatever it is that you're consuming and lets the rest of that go. Okay? Now, the other side of the question was to deal with the process by which it changes the metabolism of how your body metabolizes nutrition. Or nutrients, which was it, or both?
Nutrition.
Okay. Your body, you pour it through the sieve. It's a fine sieve. It's a broad sieve. What the drops do is they open both. The large sieve, which basically, if you're talking about the gallbladder, you're going to find very few people who are actively engaging RNA will rarely ever have any issue with their gallbladder. It opens that. And that's not a treatment for gallbladder problems. It's the those that do rarely will. Because, see, if you already have it, you're full of gallstones, that's a different conversation. It'll work on that, but we're not saying take it to help that. Because we don't say that to do anything, because it's ridiculous. You're already perfect. The only reason you're not is because you chose to be. So whose job is it of ours to give the attorney something to say?
Will the magnesium, the remag, dissolve those gallstones?
It absorbs them.
It absorbs them.
So your body can just process them out. It basically encapsulates them so they're able to be taken out of the body. That's the same thing with salt. Salt would do that too.